escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, guys. Great show. Love it.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Hey, everybody. Jeremy and Joe. Joe is off today, and with us is Chris Trapasso.
What's up?
Is that Brian Harman just hit one? No, Rory.
Rory.
All right, Harman minus seven. Where's Robert McIntyre? Minus
five. He's creeping up, Jeremy. There you go.
Let's go. Let's go. You know, why not?
He has that game. I mean, he's from over there. He's from across the pond. He can do it.
Meanwhile, Scheffler, what's the meme here? Scheffler is minus three. He's four back. He hasn't gone out today. I just picture, like, he's
waiting in the wings to shoot 65.
What's the right movie reference here? Where, like, he's the tag team partner. As soon as he gets tagged in, like, oh, okay. He's Happy Gilmore in Dodgeball. Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Yeah.
Scheffler's got four strokes off the leaders, and he hasn't teed off today. And guys are scoring.
Going really low, like, yeah.
Scheffler, I'll be stunned if he's not minus eight by the end of the day.
Like, lower than normal. I mean, maybe I am not referencing every British Open, but lower than normal at a British Open. The conditions don't look nearly as grim as they normally
it
do.
It looks really nice out there. Guys in T-shirts. Multiple guys in T-shirts, which did not happen yesterday. And Scheffler shot minus three, and I think he hit three fairways.
Yeah, nuts. That's how good he is.
He's just going to
approach in.
He's going to do the thing coming up this afternoon. Jeremy and Chris. Chris here with us. I subscribe to your Substack, Trap Sheet.
Trap Sheet. Please do. Thanks.
Before we get to what you wrote recently, I would just like to pay homage to a former Buffalo Sabres great who has retired. Yaroslav Halak.
Forgot that he
has retired.
Forgot that he was the goalie for that for a while.
Tribute video, please, for Yaroslav Halak. And I had to look, because I know he was here and never played, but I had to look at the terms of the trades. Does anybody out there think for a second, like, oh yeah, I remember that. Halak during the tank years. He was here for a week. What trade did he come in for, and what trade did he go out for?
Ooh.
Owen, our resident senior goaltending correspondent, do you remember any of that?
He came from Montreal, right? Is that right?
No.
Who have I got in my head? Red, maybe. Devils?
I know this.
No. You know this.
Proving your point, isn't it?
He played on a bunch of teams for like.
He did. You know the trade that brought him in and the trade that sent him out?
I don't know the trade that sent him out, but I know the trade that brought him in.
Was?
He came from St. Louis.
Yes.
Oh.
Tage Thompson?
Was he part of the Tage trade?
No.
Okay.
Further
That's
back.
What I remember.
Oh, no, he's older than that.
Yeah, this is 2010.
The trade was Halak, Chris Stewart, William Carrier, a first, a conditional third, for Ryan Miller and Steve Ott.
Oh, yes.
Holy
Halak
holy.
Was in the Ryan the Miller trade. Then, a week later, 5 days later, sorry, 5 days later, he was traded to the Capitals in exchange for, along with a third-round pick, for Michael Neuwirth and Rostislav Klesla.
I did not remember either of those two players ever playing for the Sabres.
I remember Neuwirth only because he had a couple games And, you know, that's during the tank, and Howard's in here saying, like, you got to trade Neuvirth. He's too good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Anders.
The second guy, no idea.
Anders Lindback. We had some stressful moments there when, you know, the goalies were in Neuvirth with the Sabres. How many games did Michael Neuvirth play with the Sabres? Answer is?
32.
29.
Oh.
Tracking down the rest of the trade tree, the first round pick the Sabres got in the Halak trade was used to trade Drew Stafford, Tyler Myers, and Joel Armia and Brendan Lemieux to the Jets for Zach Bogosian, Evander Kane, and Jason Kasdorf.
Jason Kasdorf.
And then the Sabres, or then the Jets drafted Jack Roslovic.
All right.
I love following those trades for like NFL
the
stuff.
The trees?
That just go forever. Like that one is, I mean, just from that one name, Halak, can get all the way to Evander Kane.
Is there a current really good NFL trade tree? I know Sabres fans, is it the Rick Martin trade tree that they've done forever and that has had decades of offshoots?
It's still going.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll never
end. One that I remember as a draft guy, I believe the Justin Houston trade, I believe to the Chiefs to trade up to get him. That was like, what, being 08 or 09.
Okay.
Went for like a decade. It just kept going and going and going. And I would get down a rabbit hole during draft season and I'm like, I just wasted an hour. Like, I'm not writing an article on this. I'm just looking because I'm interested. There's a bunch of those in the NFL. That one always sticks out in my mind because I remember looking just a few years ago and it was still going from like 2009.
Yaroslav Halak. What might have been. Mm-hmm. Anyway, 803-0550 if you want to join us, and 1-888-550-2550. He has retired. Okay, so, Chris, you, at your most recent post, have something about the Browns here.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like people know that the Browns did the thing with Deshaun Watson where they gave him $230 million guaranteed. And guaranteed money in the NFL.
Fully is, guaranteed. Yeah. Not total, fully. Fully guaranteed.
Fully guaranteed. Which
is different. Way different.
There's also the NFL and its salary structure is so screwed up that we get guarantees, guaranteed at sign, fully guaranteed. It feels like even the word guaranteed mm-hmm. is sometimes manipulated.
Well, what it's felt like is that there's been a little bit of a shift with the insiders that like 5 to 7 years ago, they would just give you the max amount in the tweet. Like, oh my gosh, he signed for that much.
Then Mario Williams, yes, $100 million.
Yeah, then they started to add in, which is kind of where they are today, oh, with this much of guarantees in the deal, then you see it, like, the total guarantees, like Josh Allen's is like over 200, but then it's the fully guaranteed, if they don't play a snap, if they don't do anything, it's always significantly lower. So yeah. I always wait probably sometimes a day, 2-3 days, depending on the star power of the player that's signed, to get the fully guaranteed figure for a deal, because those are always way drastically lower than even what is reported as the guarantees.
So the Browns gave Watson $230 million guaranteed.
Every penny.
Then what they did this year with their first pick of the second round, Carson Schwesinger, linebacker, mm-hmm. who I saw mocked to the Bills a couple times.
Weirdly.
He got a fully guaranteed deal as the first pick of the second round. Now, that was not out of nowhere. The second round had slowly started to
get closer to 100%.
Yes. Keon Coleman got pretty close to 100% guaranteed. Schwesinger did. Then Jaden Higgins did. Now Nick Emmanuori did. But you wrote about the Browns as like this trailblazer or, I don't know. That's the word I use. What would you use?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if they're accidentally doing this or the managerial part of the Browns is like they're being champions for labor relations for the players. And I wrote kind of at the end that I don't know if this is on purpose, if it's by accident. I tend to think, and I kind of try to make like a tongue-in-cheek joke at the end, that it's kind of like George Costanza like doing the opposite. Like since 1999, when the Browns come back to Cleveland, almost every calculated move that they have made has been wrong. So maybe they're not even doing this in a calculated way, and they're actually ethically doing right by the players. Not that obviously the Watson deal was not great, but it certainly helped him financially when he did not deserve it. Now they ultimately were the first team to give a second rounder a 100% fully guaranteed contract. So if you're a player, you have to be thanking the Cleveland Browns right now for what they've done for you in the short term, and then via long-term with negotiating leverage in the future to say, hey, look, all these guys last year, starting with Carson Schwesinger, all got fully guaranteed contracts in round two.
How far does it go? By next year, it's mid round two.
Yeah.
In 3 years, is it all of round two?
Yeah, I saw that RJ Harvey, who I believe was the 60th pick, so near the back portion of round two, Broncos running back from UCF, he signed his deal yesterday or 2 days ago, and it was like 47%.
Wait a minute. I'm pretty sure, because I retweeted that too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was 47% of his final year.
Yeah. Yeah. So So I looked too, and I wondered how far it was going to get.
Yeah.
And that it's normally the first 2 years are fully guaranteed, but years three and four had been like not guaranteed whatsoever. He got 47% of either year three or year four fully guaranteed, which had never happened. So this could accelerate things pretty quickly for the 2026 draft class and beyond.
Which, again, like, I promise you, it should not be a big sticking point. It's not a lot of money.
No. And that's what's funny about it. It's like the Browns and their billionaire owner, Jimmy and Dee Haslam, are doing this. And the rest of the owners are probably like, oh, my God, this is like the next iteration of what they did with Watson. But it's actually helping the players a lot.
I don't exactly have the rankings of the owners that have the most money liquid. Are the Browns high on the list? They have a lot, whereas the Bengals are low. Because one of the things about the NFL that I think is always so fascinating to point out is that while there is a salary cap, it's very much a soft cap, a manageable cap. And a lot of teams are operating from – when you sign a guy to whatever guaranteed, you have to put all that money in escrow like right away.
Yeah.
$200 million guaranteed for the quarterback. Like, boom, you have to write that check. And not every team is willing to do that. That's why – the Eagles are a team that operates in a way where they've pushed so much money into 2030. The Eagles are paying a lot more than other teams.
Yeah, that's a really – it's very important to bring that up because we – like I'm a believer in most cases that the salary cap is not real, but you're pointing out the perfect counter that it actually is. Like Mark Davis of the Raiders, you mentioned Mike Brown of the Cincinnati Bengals, they don't just have like a few billion sitting in their bank account. And I think here in Buffalo, we all felt the gravity of that when Terry Pegula became the owner and Kim, that they were giving these signing bonuses that that Ralph Wilson just wasn't doing because he didn't have that kind of money.
You have to do it. If you're not going to give those kind of bonuses, like even the Steelers have had to kind of come off of where they lived. For a while, the Steelers didn't guarantee any money past the first year in a contract. Yeah. Like, that's not going to work.
That was a sticking point for Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell, I think it was a sticking point for T.J. Watt two contracts ago. Now they just got a new one. So anyway.
It says the Haslam's net worth, or Jimmy's, is $8.5 billion, and the Haslam family overall valued at $14.4 billion.
Okay, so they can write some checks.
Yeah. So maybe that's why they're doing it. And it's like, it's just funny that of all teams, the team that has not really wanted anything and done everything wrong with free agency, they've made the wrong draft picks after going over all these meetings and war rooms. And then they're just like, oh, we're just going to give Deshaun Watson this much money. And now we're going to give the first fully guaranteed deal to a second rounder.
803-0550. So you wrote about the Browns and how they're kind of doing that. That's kind of strange. One guy I want to ask you about, I know you also have something I saw at your Substack here about Jordan Mason.
This
is where Joe's going to be mad because Joe wants people to stop talking about Jordan.
He tweeted me about it.
About Jordan Mason because it happens every year. This is how fantasy football kind of works. You have a lead on a guy. This guy's going to be really good. Wow, this guy's going to be amazing. Too bad my draft's in a month because in a month, every soul on earth will have the same opinion. This guy's going to be good. So Mason, he was a good handcuff with the Niners, goes to Minnesota, and you're a big fan.
I'm a huge fan, and to your point, in our industry, when you have a feeling on a player, you talk to your editor and say, can I write about him? And then suddenly, like, all your friends that follow you on Twitter, they know about it.
Yep.
Jordan Mason got sniped, like, a round before I was going to pick him in my big fantasy draft that I'm in after I wrote, like, he's my out-of-nowhere breakout guy. And I'm like, so when I tweeted the article, Joe actually messaged me and was like, please do not keep writing about Jordan Mason. Yeah. I just think he is the epitome. I mean, undrafted guy. He was big in my he was ranked very highly in my draft algorithm that I created called Resin. So I absolutely loved him for that reason. Did not scout him. So it was like a numbers-based love for Jordan Mason. And then last season and in the 3 years in San Francisco when given an opportunity, uber efficient, and now he's going to another branch on the Kyle Shanahan tree in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell. And the only guy in front of him, yes, Aaron Jones went, I think, over 1,100 yards last year. He's 31 years old now. And I wrote in the article a drastic touch disparity in their careers. Like Aaron Jones is like over 2,000 and Jordan Mason's at like 650. So I think at 26 years old, he's going to ultimately be the bell cow in Minnesota. So Joe's going to be mad at me for coming on the air and saying that now.
Chris Trapasso here in studio. What's your feeling on, I love this conversation, what happens with Travis Hunter?
I think he eventually becomes just a full wide receiver.
Doesn't that make the most sense?
Yes. Because that's what the team, I mean, they have Brian Thomas, but that's what moves the needle more than anything else. I mean, yes, if you're Darrell Revis in his prime, and really, like, even Patrick Surtain, yes, the Broncos were great on defense last year, but he wins the Defensive Player of the Year, and it didn't feel like, oh, this team is just run by Patrick Surtain. Like, even if you're the best corner in the NFL, you can still be on a team. If you're the best receiver, you're going to probably score 24 to 27 or maybe 30 plus points a game if you're a really needle moving wide receiver. I think he ultimately, whether that's in by October or whether that's by year two, we're saying, okay, yeah, if the Jaguars need someone at corner, they can throw him out there. But I think he eventually becomes a full-time wide receiver. The natural talent is through the roof and obvious. But in scouting him 2 years ago and then last year at Colorado, the nuance to his game at wide receiver, the ball skills, the route running, absolutely through the roof as well.
Is that going to finally get the Jaguars where they need to be?
It should.
I mean, their offense.
It absolutely should.
It shows signs, but.
Same with Trevor Lawrence. That's kind of, it's right. What you're describing and how you're feeling is like, that's Trevor Lawrence where you're like, oh yeah, this was the best recruit and then the best prospect and he showed signs but then not really, and then he has a bad game with a bunch of interceptions or doesn't make the right reads when they seem obvious. If Hunter hits, they should be enough to challenge what has been a very down AFC South for a long time.
You know what, Lawrence is one of my guys that I don't know if you've got like one of these where you have an opinion on a guy, you're like, this might be wrong, but this is how I've always felt about him. And this goes back to his days at Clemson.
Okay.
It's always been, and I know he was a generational prospect. Mm-hmm. My thought on Lawrence has always been, doesn't do it for me.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know what that is. It's always been, eh.
Since he's been in the NFL, I felt that way. I was enamored with him as a prospect. But he would fall into the category of, at Clemson, they were absolutely loaded. They were super duper loaded. And I think there was a little bit of the, you could say this happened with, geez, even going back to Matt Barkley, it certainly happened with Sam Darnold. Like, what, two seasons before he made it to the NFL, he had the great, like, redshirt freshman year at Clemson. And then it was like, no matter what he did, he was going to be the greatest quarterback prospect of all time. He was tall. He was white. He was, oh my God, look what he did at 18. And the next two seasons at Clemson were not quite as good. And that's kind of how he's been in Jacksonville with the Jaguars. And he's making over $50 million a year.
803-0550, our phone number. Sal Capaccio and Matt Bove will be taking It's Always Game Day in Buffalo on the road with a special training camp edition live from Barbell East in Rochester. Join them Thursday the 24th at 7 p.m. at Barbell on Empire Boulevard, just a short drive from St. John Fisher. Be part of the live audience. Hear their takes on training camp, the team, and enjoy Fiddlehead beer specials with event support from Fiddlehead Brewing Company, all while digging into the best wings in Western New York. Get all the details now at WGR550.com. One thing about the start of training camps, I saw Chargers camp yesterday. There was a highlight, a touchdown pass maybe to Jalen Reagor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that poll, yeah.
I want everyone to get ready.
Oh, you're going to see.
Are we prepared? It's July 18th. This is a.
On-air touchdowns?
Well, public service announcement. We are about to get into the time of year where all you see are highlights from NFL teams claiming that the player in the highlight is about to pop off.
Yeah.
And fans of every team are about to start going nuts on every player. I saw the Jalen Reagor touchdown, and whoever it was that posted it said, Jalen Reagor getting the first training camp touchdown is perfect for training camp touchdown season.
Because it's Jalen Reagor.
It's Jalen Reagor. It's the guy that went before Justin Jefferson and has bounced around.
Like a like five or six teams at this point.
And who took him?
Eagles.
Yeah.
And they just...
Right, like the genius Eagles.
They haven't, and they haven't skipped a beat.
Nope.
It reminds me, as a draft guy at heart, too, the one-on-one drills for wide receivers at the Senior Bowl, where they literally run these routes that aren't even real routes, and they make seven cuts, and then they leave the cornerback in the dust. And it's like, oh, look at how great of a separator blank is. That's kind of what we get to a certain degree in training camp. That's always very silly. There will be hype. There will be draft picks in fantasy that you will select based on training camp video hype that will ultimately amount to nothing. So I would say, in general, stay away from those. Maybe you can retweet something if it's something that you've never seen before. But in general, yeah, those are not my favorite things. The highlight reel catches or runs, even, where there's no tackling in camp. Like, they're, I get that the social media team has to do that, but they're super silly.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. Anyway, we'll get a break in. When we get back, we're going to check in with the chat. We're going to do that for you. You've never been here for this. The chat is on YouTube. We call them sometimes the bullpen. A lot of weird stuff happens in there. And every once in a while, we kind of open the door and see what's going on in there. We're going to do that.
Let's do it. It'll
we're going to do that. It's coming up. What's going on in the chat? And your calls. If you want to give us a ring, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Quick, guys, where's the remote? The TV's going to go into power save mode. I don't know how to operate this TV. It's in this room, and I don't know how to do it. There's got to be – just hit OK on every button so you can cancel.
There. Got it. Saved us.
We did it. We just got told by the television we're watching golf for too long. Leave us alone, television. We're fine. I'm watching Bobby McIntyre and his pursuit of glory. All right, break time here on WGR.
Jimmy Vaughn.
Am I Vaughn?
I know he hadn't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show.
No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat.
The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something. All right, it's a Friday. Checking in with the YouTube chat. If you follow us and watch us on YouTube, we kind of have the expectation that once we get to training camp, more people will be streaming because we'll be at St. John Fisher. You can see us. And if we sit down with Joe Brady, he's going to be there on camera with us. Like, it's a television show from training camp and a radio show. So, expecting more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, more viewers and more people in the chat.
I'm excited.
But we've got our regulars. They're in here, you know, most days yelling at each other about things, yelling at each other about Owen Power. What'd they yell about today? Owen? Owen's the moderator. Owen makes sure nobody gets out of hand.
Yeah, it can be both the hardest and easiest part of my job in here. There are some days that are good, some days that are bad. Today's been a little bit of both.
Okay, not bad. You and Josh have entered into a bullpen chat fantasy league.
We have.
Correct. Wow. We're in the bullpen fantasy league.
You have joined a fantasy league with these monsters?
Since we joined it, Coach has not stopped telling me he's going to destroy me in week five.
There's a person in the chat named Coach, yeah. He and I are tight. We're
good. Yeah,
we're
super fine. Cool.
Somebody's got to put these guys in their place. I mean, we got to go show them what's up.
What a great creation this is.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, I'm saying this now. It's before my first entrance into the chat, but it seems the idea of it seems awesome to add to the show.
Whenever I get invited to a fantasy league, I play a lot of fantasy football. Hold on, let me Google the average number of fantasy teams because I have been below average lately. Average number of fantasy teams. What's the average number for a person to have?
I would guess 5.
Okay. Now, this has been moving slowly. If you just go, if you Google that, the average number of teams in a fantasy league, that's not what I want. Average number of fantasy teams a person has. It's been around 6 or 7 for a couple years.
Where are you at?
Let me count. 3 dynasty, 1 redraft, and 2 or 3 guillotine. That might be puts me at 7.
I'm under. I'm at 4 or 5.
4?
Yeah, 4.
5. I'm in a vampire league. I don't count that.
Okay.
It's not.
It's
not that fun.
Gimmicky, yeah.
It's fine. It's a thing to do. It's not that fun. However, I did see Ian Harditz, who's a fantasy football writer. He posted a Twitter poll. Favorite form of fantasy football. And he gave 4 options. Traditional redraft, which is how a lot of people were introduced to fantasy football. Dynasty, best ball, and guillotine. Dynasty is, of course, you know, you draft, you keep your players, you have drafts. Best ball is you draft a team and you get the best scores no matter what. You don't have to set your lineups. And then guillotine is the one, it's the newest format. You any guillotine leagues?
I'm not.
You've never played it?
No, I've never played it. Is it fun?
Oh. So anyway, this Twitter poll that Ian Harditz put up, what's your favorite form of fantasy football? He got 7,343 votes. Guillotine finished in dead last by a lot.
Wow.
2%. And guillotine is the only format that at my current fantasy load, if someone says, you want to be in a league? I'm like, what is it? Guillotine. Yeah, all right, I'll be in a guillotine league.
Okay.
guillotine is the best format.
Okay.
It is the best format that there is.
I'll write that down.
If you don't know what guillotine is, we'll educate you again. I did a guillotine league, a listener guillotine league to try and introduce people. I did a free guillotine league on my street with my friends and neighbors to try and show them, just gateway them in. Like, listen, the guillotine life is where it's at. Guillotine is you draft a team, and then you start your players, and you can have any number of teams. You can have 10 teams in your league. You can have 20. I have a league with 20 guillotine.
Oh, wow.
Every week, the lowest scoring team is out.
Ah.
And all their players go on waivers. And it's blind waivers.
Ooh, and you pick up that idea.
And
I
you
love.
Pick up the players, and then the next week, the lowest team is out. All the way to the end of the season. So over the course of the season, the teams get better and better and better and better. And all you have to do is not finish in last.
Okay.
Until the last week of the season, which we do week 17, I think. And I've done that as a 3-team final lately to make it more interesting. But you haven't lived in fantasy football until it is Monday Night Football, and you need Jerry Jeudy to get 7.7, or your season is over.
What I like about that too is that it's so you don't play against someone else.
It's just your team
points. Yeah,
you're just gonna make it.
Yeah, okay.
And the beauty of it is also what happens in a traditional redraft league if your team's not good.
By week 8, you're done.
And if you're not setting your lineup, your friends are mad at you.
Yeah.
Go and set your lineup. Why? My team stinks. And guillotine, if your team stinks, you're just out. Mm-hmm. You don't have to check it ever again. See you later. Have a good time. Let me know who won.
Or if your team's really bad, you're just like, well, I wasn't the worst, so I'm still alive.
Well, as long as you can do work.
And then you could do some waiver wire acquisitions, and suddenly you're one of the better teams.
Right, exactly.
I like that idea a lot.
You finish second from the bottom, and the guy that finished at the bottom had Josh Allen in a bad week. Go bid on Josh Allen, and he's on your team now.
Yeah, oh, cool. Like, I like that.
It's the best. It stunned me to see that. I guess it didn't stun me. Only 3% of the people that voted in Ian's poll said guillotine was their most favorite format, which means that the world has not yet been introduced to guillotine properly.
Hopefully this is like a public service announcement.
Yeah. More people need to be playing it. Many more. It's the best format.
Before you just explained guillotine, which sounds fantastic, I would have said Dynasty Best Ball. Because Best Ball to me, like I
Dynasty Best Ball, both.
Yes, together. Okay. Because I think me being like having the bias toward the NFL draft, I like doing the rookie drafts every year.
Me too.
And the best ball element is just, to me, so much better than having a guy with 40 points on your bench.
Right, right. You just go ahead and like, he's on my team, his points count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I've not played a lot of best ball formats. It would take a lot of the stress out of it.
It does. Of like sitting there, like you're at the tailgate, the service isn't really good, and you're like, oh, do I put in Jerry Jeudy or Cortland Sutton? I'm not really sure who's going to be my wide receiver two or three today. And then it seems like you always make the wrong decision, and Cortland Sutton has three catches for 20 yards, and Jerry Jeudy has three touchdowns.
No.
On your bench.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
Is there anything noteworthy from the chat that we should get to?
Well, the Fantasy League was one of the things.
Okay.
What else is going on in the chat today? There was they were arguing about Pat McAfee's role at ESPN.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, he is. He is everywhere.
He's just like the host of everything.
Yeah, they were arguing about that for a while.
Okay.
They're a fan of yours. A couple of emoji salutes.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, guys.
I don't know if anybody subscribed to Trap Sheet, the Substack, but you can go ahead and do that, guys, if you'd like to. So, yeah, the chat. It is... it's something.
I'm sure once training camp starts, like you said, it'll go wild. Especially, like you said, if you're interviewing Joe Brady, you get Brandon Bean on. Like, I think it'll absolutely be set on fire.
I also am excited for. I'm not saying I'm excited for a Bills loss. That's not what I mean. But presumably, the Bills will lose a game this year. And when that happens, I just want to see this thing roll. I want to see. Owen will have to not. You can't even afford to moderate it because the comments will be flying at each other too fast, too furious.
Yeah, it's funny how it's completely changed from the drought era where, like, you were just hoping the Bills would be, like, only a game or two under 500 by, like, Thanksgiving to be in the hunt. I mean, obviously, you know very well that the in the hunt graphic that the Bills lived in for 17 years. But now it's when the Bills lose a game, this, like, when I talk to my dad and my uncle and my. Closest friends that are Bills fans, it's the sky is falling. Should they get rid of Sean McDermott? I think now it's time. Josh Allen might be kind of like Jameis Winston. It's like, guys, they lost a game. They're 8-1. Like, everything's fine. Just because they lost to a really good team doesn't really mean anything. I've gotten to that San Antonio Spurs, Tim Duncan era feeling with the Bills, like you mentioned at the outset of the show. I want to enjoy the season, and obviously the Bills getting off to a good start is important, but like, talk to me in January. Yeah. Like, and that goes for microcosm of it is Joey Bosa to the grand scale of just, I'm not overly concerned with anything until it's probably around Christmas.
The Chiefs and receiver Rashee Rice, the Chiefs are preparing for him to be suspended 2 to 4 games.
Yeah, that's probably going to be it.
So he got sentenced to 5 years probation and 30 days of jail time. And what could it be? Like, how many games could he ultimately miss? A report here, they're preparing for 2 to 4 games, which probably means, what, 4 games, he appeals, and then it's 3?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Probably.
There's often an appeal that drops that down. The Chiefs' schedule, when will they be missing Rice, who is a pretty good receiver? Like, he's...
Yak guy, big-time
yak. Yeah, big-time yak guy, power slot kind of guy, right? Like, that's what they use him for. Yep. Their first 3 games, I mean, 2 of the first 3 are super interesting. First off, they open in Brazil against the Chargers.
Yeah, they do.
And then they play
on a Friday.
That's right. And then they play the Eagles. Mm. Super Bowl rematch, week 2, Sunday, 4:25 at Arrowhead. If he misses 3 games, it's the Giants. The 4th game is Baltimore.
Oh, so if it gets to 4, then that's...
If it gets to 4, that's Chargers, Eagles, Ravens that he would miss.
Yeah, like off the top, you're like, oh, 4 games, not a big deal. But with how slim the margins have been to be the 1 seed or the 2 seed and host the AFC title game or be on the road between Bills, Chiefs, and Ravens, 3 of those first 4 are some pretty big games in terms of how they could swing seeding in the AFC.
You'd really like to see the Chargers, like, shockwaves through the NFL, beat the Chiefs in the opener.
Mm-hmm. Finally beat them.
People might start believing in the Chargers. people might start believing that somebody else in the AFC West can do something there.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a level of belief in them, even though they did, you know, completely collapse in the playoffs and Herbert threw four picks in the playoffs after throwing three the entire year. I think Harbaugh's a good coach, and I have liked their drafts the last couple of years. I think their offensive identity is whatever. I think they're going to be good. I think there will be a long-time challenger to the Chiefs for the next, like, 3-4 years.
And I think the Raiders are going to be drastically better. Like, total makeover of that team, the organization, from Tom Brady to Geno Smith. But to stick with the Chargers, their GM, Joe Hortiz, was the second in command in Baltimore behind Eric DaCosta for like 12 years. So I think he understands how to build a deep playoff contending team. Obviously, last year was his first year as the GM. He's now had a full year, his own draft, his free agents. So yeah, I think the Chargers were obviously good last year. They were a playoff team. And like you mentioned, they were leading the Texans, I think, in the second quarter of that game before the collapse. They're going to be a team to be reckoned with in the AFC in general and in the AFC West, the Chiefs division.
CJ in Buffalo real quick before the break. Hey, CJ, what's up?
Hey, guys, quick question. There's a lot of talk about Hurts and how he's not in the top five on some of these tiers or charts. Does he jump Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen if he wins another Super Bowl?
No.
I don't think he's more talented, but as far as a team accomplishment and being an MVP, would he jump him, or where does he put in the ranks? Because we talked about Burrow after winning one Super Bowl, and he hasn't been in the playoffs in 2 years. Oh, he's been to a Super Bowl. He's been to a Super Bowl. This guy has won two if he gets a second.
What do you think, Jeremy?
I think he's just not better than them.
No, yeah. So,
yeah, like, who's the better quarterback? Not Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, and that's where, I mean, to the caller's question, it's like, if it's an accomplishment rankings, then yeah, he's like second to Mahomes in this era if he wins that second Super Bowl. But if we're looking at just capabilities at the quarterback spot, and this is kind of going back to draft talk, no, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson can give you more at quarterback than Jalen Hurts. You put Josh Allen on the Eagles, you put Lamar Jackson on the Eagles with how loaded their roster is, you would get better than what they've gotten with Jalen Hurts.
So
still really good, though. Still a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah. You put – it's a little question. You put Josh Allen on the Eagles,
Oh my God.
Do you have? Why haven't they built the Eagles around Josh Allen?
What's that?
Why haven't the Bills built the Eagles Josh Allen?
Well, they've recently kind of tried to by fortifying the defensive line, adding a second, you know, early second round pick.
A great offensive line.
Good offensive line. Like the Eagles have done, spent like a lot of picks, spent a lot of money on the offensive line. So that's a good question. I think it's semi-loaded because it's hard to get Jalen Carter and to get as many good players and draft as many good players as they have. But Howie Roseman's build from front to back philosophy with just great in the trenches and then the rest will kind of take care of itself. The biggest difference is the A.J. Brown trade, drafting Jalen Reagor, missing on him, drafting Devontae Smith, hitting on him. That's been the clearest difference between the two. But overall, I think they are actually pretty aligned in how they've...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years
building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Built their teams around their star quarterbacks.
803-0550, our phone number. McIntyre birdies 17. After bogeying 16, is 5 under. Right, all right. Get one more on 18. Is 18?
You're looking good, Jeremy.
Is 18 a birdie hole? Why are we gonna wrap? You tell me to wrap. I'm asking you if 18's a birdie hole. I gotta know. Some of us have never been more in love with the idea of Robert McIntyre winning an Open Championship. All right, we'll get Extendo Sports in coming up.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right. Wrapping things up. Rory, minus three overall, tied for 10th. On the move at Royal Port Rush.
A lot of low scores still.
Yeah. Scheffler is teeing off at, let's say, 10-10.
10-10. We got Brian Harman shot 65. Terrell Hatton 69. Hogarth 68. So a lot of rounds in like the mid to high 60s.
It's a par 71.
Oh, 71. Okay.
Yeah. And Scheffler's round score is over under 68.5.
Can I get in a quick golf snippet here? So we're watching the British Open. I want to give a shout out to Melanie Green from Medina, my hometown where I live. Shell Ridge Country Club member, my club in Medina. She, last summer, won the British Women's Amateur Golf Tournament. Like this long, like match play, like 64 players go through it. She won that. Was the first American woman to win it in like 25 years. And currently, she is the second on the Epson Tour money list. That is like the tour right below the LPGA. The top 15 make their card. So we may have a Western New Yorker. We probably will have a Western New Yorker on the LPGA Tour next year. Melanie Green, great job. From Medina to USF, now to the Epson Tour, and probably next year the LPGA Tour.
Very cool. Very cool.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming in. We'll hope to do it again.
Football and golf, like in a mid-July day, like
what's better
on a Friday, 4 or 5 days pre-Bills camp. This has been a lot of fun.
Your hat. The chat also liked your hat. Inlet, New York. That's Adirondacks.
Adirondacks. Just past Old Forge. It's where my wife's family's had a camp for like 70 years. Absolutely love Inlet. Screaming Eagle wings. If you go there, they are Buffalo quality. They're really good.
Is there a Seventh Chain Brewery or something like that? Or there's a name?
Seventh Lake House is up there.
Something like that, yeah.
It has good wings, too. I've never been there, but.
Yeah. Great spot, the Adirondacks. Always love to get up there when we can.
Love it.
Well, Chris, thanks for coming in.
Mm-hmm.
This is fun. Trap Sheet. Google Trap Sheet. Subscribe to Chris's Substack. I've become a subscriber today. Very excited to check out all the stuff you write. And, we'll check in soon. Thanks for coming in.
Yep, thank you.
Zach and Derek on the way. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. And then we're back Monday. It's camp week. Joe and I will be here 6 a.m. bright and early on Monday to celebrate Bobby McIntyre's win at the Open Championship and the start of football season.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.